Joined this morning by Aaron Gold, senior editor of Motor Trend, here to talk about the 2024 Motor Trend Car of the Year. Before we get to that particular announcement, so what do you look for when you're looking judging cars of the year?
Well, we have six criteria that we use, and I'll run through them. They're advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. And we try to consider each contender vehicle kind of in its competitive set as to how it fills out those six criteria.
Sort of comparing it maybe to a standard in sense, or really just to what else is being judged, or is it isolated on their own merit?
Yeah, it's kind of how the car works in that particular group. You know, we judge an SUV, let's say a small four-seat SUV, very differently than like a big seven-seat SUV, for example. So we kind of look at what the competition is doing, you know, what cars and vehicles it's selling against, and kind of what we expect from a vehicle in that particular class.
Aaron, do all of your teammates have a chance to test all of these different vehicles?
Yes, when we do Car of the Year, that's exactly what we do. We invite all the vehicles that are new or significantly changed for the new year. And we have separate awards. We've got Car of the Year, SUV of the Year, Truck of the Year. We drive them. We've got several courses laid out so we can really get a feel for the car. From that, we whittle down to a few finalists. And then from the finalists, we do another lengthy drive loop in all the cars. All the judges have a lot of one-on-one time with those finalists. And then we get together, we argue a lot, and then we pick a winner.
Up north in the winter, it gets very cold. In the south in the summer, it gets very hot. Do these factors ever come into play when you look at these different vehicles?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and one of the things is for Car of the Year and SUV of the Year, we actually test in Southern California, actually out in the desert, where we don't necessarily have a whole lot of snow. But, for example, we do SUV of the Year at the Honda Proving Ground, and they've got soft surfaces that are made to emulate what bad weather is like. So we can really kind of emulate the situations that will be found all over the country in our testing.
All right, Aaron, it's time to make that announcement. What was chosen as the 2024 Car of the Year?
Well, I'm very pleased to announce that the 2024 Motor Trend Car of the Year is the Toyota Prius. And we know this is a decision that's going to raise a lot of eyebrows, because traditionally the Prius is known for fuel economy and not a whole lot else. But, you know, this is really a new take on the Prius. Toyota has completely rethought the car. It's still very fuel efficient. It's a benchmark for fuel efficiency. It's now beautifully styled. And the most surprising thing to us is the new Prius is actually engaging and rewarding to drive, which is something we absolutely did not expect from a Toyota Prius.
What was it that made them stick with Prius and try to work on it to make it better so that it could get to this level?
You know, a few years ago, Akio Toyoda, who was the head honcho at Toyota, he kind of made a decree that all Toyotas should be good to drive. I think he was, you know, he's a driving enthusiast, and I think he was kind of getting sick of people saying that Toyotas were boring to drive. And they developed this new platform called TNGA, Toyota New Generation Architecture. It's a scalable platform, so it actually works for cars of several different sizes. The Prius is built on TNGA. And, you know, it's really a well-engineered platform. It's a responsive chassis. It's got good steering. It's got nice handling. So that was really kind of the advancement that they made. They kind of set out to make Toyotas a lot more interesting. And I know a lot of enthusiasts aren't going to believe it, especially about the Prius. But the new generation of Toyotas, they really are interesting and rewarding cars to drive.
How long did it take you guys to put away a bias and convince yourself that this is the car?
The arguments can go on a long time, and it's really tough because, you know, our finalists this year included, you know, the BMW M2, the BMW 7 Series, some electric cars, some luxury cars, really a wide variety of cars. So, you know, we have to say to ourselves, for example, you know, is the BMW M2 a better sports sedan than the Toyota Prius is a fuel-efficient family sedan? And that's where kind of looking at those individual criteria really gets difficult. There are always a lot of heated arguments, but they're really good conversations in our finalist debates.
Does this new Prius have any pep in its step?
Well, yeah, that's the surprising thing. It's a lot more powerful than the old car. They actually made the engine bigger. Priuses have always had a 1.8-liter engine. They went to 2 liters. 194 horsepower is the combined output between the gasoline engine and the electric motor in the regular Prius. They've got a plug-in version called the Prius Prime. That one does 220 horsepower. And that's what really surprised us. The car, you know, the new Prius really has some kind of vim and vigor when you get on the accelerator. And again, that's one of many things we just never expected out of a Toyota Prius.
Talking this morning with Andrew Gold, senior editor of Motor Trend, what do you see as some of the trends emerging from the upcoming LA Auto Show?
Well, you know, I think the theme that we're kind of seeing is continuity. You know, one of the cars that's premiering at the LA Auto Show is the Lucid Gravity. This is an electric SUV that we're very excited about. But there's also a lot of bread and butter cars, new versions of the Toyota Camry, Hyundai Santa Fe, Subaru Forester. And I think kind of the overarching message here is that even though the industry is sort of barreling towards electrification, there's still a lot of attention being paid to more conventional, more traditional cars. And I think that's a good message for consumers who are concerned that, you know, this they might not be ready to step into an all-electric car.
People want to find details on this car of the year. Is elsewhere going on with Motor Trend? Where's a good place to get details?
You can visit us on the web at motortrend.com, and our car of the year issue will be appearing on the newsstands very soon.